We want to thank you today for joining us at Truth Chapel's podcast. I pray this word would bring you life. I pray that it would edify you, encourage you, and enlighten you. If you have a moment, please subscribe and leave us a review. We will be so grateful. God bless, and let this word speak to your heart today.
Matthew chapter 8, if you go there with me.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Come on, if you feel that way, just tell him just one time. Tell
him, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love Jesus. I worship you. I worship him. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you more than anything, more than anything.
Okay, we just sing that one more time all across the room. Lift your voice and then sing it with me.
Yeah, I love, I worship and adore you. I want to take some time and tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Would you just do that right now? Would you just love on him? Would you love on him? Somebody just tell him, Lord, I love you. You didn't have to do what you did, but you did, and I love you.
Woo! Lord, we love you today. We love you today.
Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse 5. As you're turning to getting ready, I want to say again, what an honor it is to have Elder and Sister Gordon in the house. This is Sister Denise Harris's mother and father. We're always honored to have you with us in the house of the Lord. And so good to see Juwan and Kadisha in the house. We love you. We miss you, but we're glad you're here today. Matthew 8 and beginning in verse 5, if you have it, just say, I got it. Amen. I don't see them here today. I meant to make a mention in the first service, but I don't see them here today. But I just want to say congratulations to John and Tiffany Canary with a miracle baby on the way. I know many of you have prayed prayers and prayed for them and fasted for that, but I'm just grateful. Amen. Miracle baby on the way. Miracle baby number two in a row. Somebody said amen. And we're excited about that. Watch what the Bible says. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered, said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes. And I say to another, come, and he comes. And I tell another one, do that, he does it. When Jesus heard it, watch the scripture here, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. This morning, if you will let me just for a few moments, I want to preach to you on this subject. He marveled. He marveled. Amen. Can we pray together today? Lord, I thank you for what we feel in this house. You are so good. You are so kind. You're so generous with your presence. And I pray today, Lord, that you would not only just let us be hearers of this word, but doers of this word also. And God, we'll give you all the praise. We'll give you all the glory and honor that is due your name. I pray it now in the name that is above every name, in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, in Jesus' name. And would you clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated? Amen. Amen. I want to tell you another testimony. I hope you don't mind. I want to tell you another testimony. Somebody may run aisles on this one. But sister, I don't know if I want to say your name. Listen, a sister in the church came to me. And she told me, she said, Pastor, there was an incident with my family several months ago. She said, we forgot about it. I said, but last week they called me and said, hey, I don't know if you remember this incident that happened. She said, yeah. She said, they said, well, we settled. And she said, settled? What you talking about settled? I don't know what you're talking about. They said, well, there's finally all this. She done forgot about this. This happened several months ago, maybe even over a year ago. And she said, it's all settled. She said, what do you mean? She said, well, it's settled. And your part is going to be $60,000. Gifts and surprises, bills paid off, debts demolished, and royalty checks in the mail. Somebody ought to shout on that one right there, because you know, hey, God did it. The only thing better than money is money you don't know about. Hallelujah. Amen. I just felt like telling a testimony today. Man. He marveled. What would make him marvel? It's easy for us to marvel at God, to be in awe of his power and greatness. All we have to do is take a moment and look around. We can see just in the natural realm the beauty and the majesty that it only took his voice to create. He just spoke a word and it was, because he said it was. And me and you today, we can look out on all of God's great creation and it's easy to be in awe. It's easy to say, I'm in awesome wonder of God's miraculous power. His creative voice, when he spoke it, when he said, let there be trees, there wasn't seeds in the ground, there was just trees. Full-grown trees. When he said, let there be light, there was light. He created light before he created the sun. Just the power of his voice. Five words in your Bible when it says, and he created the stars also. I mean, all the galaxies and the innumerable galaxies now, scientists are saying, it's galaxies upon galaxies upon galaxies within galaxies. He created that. But just a word. We can stand at the edge of a place like Yellowstone Park or Grand Canyon or Lake Powell in Utah or Salt Lake City. We can look at these great places and we can just be amazed at the beauty and the wonder that God just spoke a word and happened. And we can marvel. It's easy to marvel at God's handiwork. We can even look around this room today and see people that should have been dead and gone, but they're still in the house, and we can marvel at God's power. You can even look at your own life, look back over your life and say, Lord, I marvel at what you brought me through. I marvel at what you brought me to. Some of y'all didn't even know that you were worthy to have what you have right now, but God deemed you worthy, and it's easy to marvel. For me and you to marvel today would take no great effort. It would take no great feat. All we have to do is just look around and say, look at what the Lord has done. There's only two times in your Bible that Jesus marveled. I've said it before. I'll say it again, but there's two words in God's that don't come up very often in God's vocabulary. That's wow and oops, because you can't surprise him and God don't make mistakes. But somebody made him say, wow. I digress today. I take back my statement. I say, wait a minute. Somebody did make God say, wow. Because that is what marveling is. When you marvel at something, you're taken back by the majestic essence of it. And you look at it and you are excited and you're surprised. And you say, wow. Marvel. In our reading today in Matthew 8, chapter 8, verse 5, Jesus comes into Capernaum and he's there, and a centurion comes to him. And the centurion talks to Jesus and he says, hey, my servant is at home sick, and I wonder if you could heal him. And Jesus says, yes. In other parts of the Bible, it's kind of confusing to me, because in other places, Jesus tells people, no, I haven't come save unto the children of Israel. I'm only here for my people, and I'm coming for y'all later. But in this moment, the centurion had something in him that Jesus said, yeah, I'll come. I'll come to your house and I'll heal him. And the centurion says, no, you don't need to come to my house. You don't bother coming to my house. He said, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. He said, but just speak the word. Hallelujah. Here's what he says. He said, but speak the word only. All you gotta do is say it. But not only does he say that, he begins to break down why he thinks this. He says, I believe this because I'm a man under authority, and I have people that are under me, and I look at one of them and I say, go, he goes. I tell him, come, and he comes. I look at one of them and I say, hey, do this, he gonna do it. He said, so I understand the power of a word. I'm not going, and I'm not coming, and I'm not doing. I just speak a word, and the word does the work. When my servant hears my word, my servant does what I say. And Jesus dropped his jaw. What? He was surprised. The Bible says he marveled. Wow. And he turns around to all of the Jews that are there standing in attendance, and he says, I haven't seen this faith in you. He marveled at the man's faith. The man's faith was based upon the power of God's word. Jesus marveled that all he needed was a word. And Jesus marvels today at people that only need a word. They don't need a sign. They don't need nothing fancy. They don't need no hocus pocus. They don't need jazz hands. All they need is somebody to give them a word. And the word is enough. Oh, hallelujah. Because when you understand the authority of the word, you know that the word is good. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I come to preach to somebody today, if you want to make God say wow, then take him at his word. Believe what he said. I don't need a miracle. I don't need a sign. I don't need a wonder. All I need is to know what God said, and if God said it, then I believe it. I don't need nobody to tell me anything other than what God said, because what did God say? If God said it, I can shout about it. If God said it, I can believe it. If God said it, I can take it to the bank. If God said it, no devil in hell can take it away from me. If God said it, I'll stand on it. If God said it, I'll believe in it. Somebody hear the preacher today. God is going to marvel today because somebody without a miracle, without even knowing if God can do it, I don't feel it, but I heard it. Oh, hallelujah. That's the kind of faith that get God up out of his seat. That's the kind of faith that makes God move when he says they didn't even have the miracle. They didn't even see the miracle, but they heard the word, and the word was enough. The word was enough because you understood the authority behind the word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you can understand that scripture, then you know that every word spoken, every word written, every word jotted down, every word is enough. The Word is all you need. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, who's been looking around trying to find some solace somewhere. You've been trying to find some help somewhere. You've been looking saying, God, I need something. I come to tell you what you need today. You need a word. You need a word, because the word is enough. The word is enough. The word is enough. Oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you today, the word is enough for your marriage. The word is enough for your children. The word is enough for your destiny. The word is enough for your future. The word is enough for your ministry. The word is enough for your home. The word is enough for your household. The word is enough for your finances. The word is enough. Wait a minute, Pastor, I got to see all these signs. I got to see all these miracles. I got to see everything work out. No, you don't. No, you don't. That doesn't make God marvel. You know what makes him marvel is when you can hear the word and say, I'm a shout on the word. I'm a dance on the word. I'm a worship with the word. All I need to hear is one word from the Lord. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Speak the word only, because I know your word is enough. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that Hannah was bitter. Hannah was upset. She went to the house of God. She prayed. She prayed hard. The Bible says that Eli marked her mouth. He checked her out. He went over to her. He said, you're not supposed to be drunk in the temple. And she looked at him and said, count me not as a daughter of Belial. I'm not one of them hussies your son's been hanging out with. Check yourself. You got the wrong one. I'm not a daughter of Belial. She said, but I have spoken to the Lord out of the abundance of my complaint. Ooh, that's righteous indignation. That's being angry and sinning not. That's being angry and praying about it instead of calling five people about it. Just pray about it. You talk to the one that can handle it. He's the only complaint department that can handle your complaint. So I spoke to the Lord out of the abundance of my complaint. And he said, daughter, be it unto you as you prayed. Whatever you prayed for, be it unto thee. Here's what the Bible said. Before she went in the temple, the Bible says these things. She wept and she did not eat. She was crying. She was so disturbed. She had no appetite. Anybody ever been so sad, so disturbed that you just couldn't eat? I mean, even food didn't look good to you. You was just like, oh, I don't feel like eating. When someone doesn't want to eat, we know things about them. We know that there is sadness and depression in them. The Bible says she was sad, she was weeping, and she did not eat. But when the man of God gave her a word, the Bible says she got up, her countenance was no more sad, meaning she dried her tears, And the next thing the Bible says, and she did eat. Before she went home, before the seed was sown, before the pregnancy test came back, are you hearing me? Before there was ever a baby in her belly, before she was ever pregnant with her promise, she was pregnant with a word. She didn't wait. Hear me. She didn't wait for the miracle to develop. She was smiling and eating. And Elkanah and Peninnah sitting at the breakfast table, and Hannah's just grubbing. What's wrong with you? Why are you all happy? In between bites, Hannah said, I'm eating for two. Oh, some of y'all missed that. Some of y'all missed that because you don't understand what it's like for God to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. While y'all scheming, I'm eating. I'm not over here crying with no appetite. You know why? Because the word was enough to put a smile on my face and a fork in my hand. My God. Some of y'all waiting for the miracle to develop. You're waiting for God to do it all. You're waiting for the end result. But you ought to shout now, baby. Don't wait till the battle's over. A word was enough. A word was enough for me to put a smile on my face and get me two plates. Baby, bring me two plates. I'm hungry. Why? Because God's coming through. I'm hungry. Why? Because God's going to make a way. How do you know? Because he gave me a word. Somebody ought to shout right now. If you got a word, but you haven't seen the miracle, you ought to praise him right now. If you have a word, but you haven't seen the fruition, you ought to praise him now. If you have a word, but you don't have a seed yet, you ought to just dance and say, the word is my seed. Woo! Somebody ought to make the devil mad right now because he has his thumb on you. You thought you weren't going to make it. You thought you weren't going to come out. You thought it was over. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody ought to stand up and say, rejoice, not against me, oh, mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall, I shall, I shall, I shall. All right. You ought to shout it, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy is coming in the morning. Hey! Say what you want to, devil, but you can't stop the sun from rising, and you can't stop God's word from fulfilling. Hey! Some of y'all don't think that God is ever wants to use you again. God's done with you. But the word said, he that began a good work in you. I got that word, baby. I got that word. He that began a good work in you is faithful to perform it. It wasn't that I believed the promise. It's that I counted him faithful that made the promise. It's who made the promise. Not you, not your mama, not your daddy, not your job, not your bank account, not the judge, not the lawyer. It was God. God made me the promise, and I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Hey, I'm not standing on my ability. I'm not standing on my... I'm standing on the promises of God. And God said, wow. Can you imagine the God that spoke the galaxies out of his mouth looking at you and going, wow. When you took a lap around the church with no baby in your belly, wow. Here's what the prophet said. The prophet said, sing, O barren. Y'all missed it. That's all you need to hear. Sing, O barren. Sing, O barren. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. That's right. Sing, O barren. You may be barren, but the enemy might can steal your seed, but he cannot steal your song. You better sing anyway. Sing, O barren. I may be barren, but I got a song. Somebody ought to sing right now. I got no baby in my belly, but I got a song. I got a song that the angels cannot sing. It's the song of the redeemed. You can take my job, but you can't take my song. You can take my joy, but you can't take my sing. Hey! Woo! Sing, old Barrett. Break forth in the sing. Just break forth in the sing. Just break forth in the city. Yes. Just break forth. You ever been sitting with somebody that just like break out and singing? God said, your life ought to be like High School Musical. Just singing at the most random times. I thought we was going to play basketball. No, we singing. No, 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 no. I can't dribble. I can't dribble. Just break forth in the singing. Sing anywhere. While you're cooking dinner, just start singing. I know he will make a way. Come on. When you're driving down the road and you feel like you're all by yourself, you are just. Why? Because I got a word. You start doing that, God says, wow, wow, wow. He marveled. He marveled at my faith. He marveled at my believing. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that's all you can say. Say yeah. 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 Let the church say yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know what else to say, but I got a word. I got a word. I got a word. And the word is enough to say yeah. Say yeah, say yeah, somebody say yeah, yeah, say yeah. Wow, I said, wow, wow. Wow, I'm gonna do something for them. Wow, I'm gonna make a way for them. Wow, I'm gonna open up the door for them. Wow, wow. Woo. Hey, he said, just break forth into singing. Just sing it. He said, lengthen thy cords. And strengthen thy stakes. Stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. He said, don't just sing, get ready. don't just sing, but get ready. Because if you got faith to sing, then you better make space for the miracle. If you got faith to sing, then you better make space for the miracle. Because I got a word. The word is enough. I don't need nothing else. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Hey.
I feel the Holy Ghost in the room.
I'm almost finished. Jesus marveled one more time. There's one more place in your Bible where Jesus marveled. He marveled twice. Only two times does God marvel in your word. The second place he marveled in Mark 6, beginning in verse 4. Here's what it says. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet, Mark 6 verse 4, is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. Country, kin, and house. And he could do no mighty work save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. God, he only marveled two times. In your New Testament Bible, you're only going to see where Jesus marveled two times. One time he marveled because a man believed his word. And the next time he marveled because they wouldn't believe his word. Not only could they not believe his word, they couldn't even believe the miracles. If you can't believe, listen, if you can't believe the word, you're not going to believe a miracle. You're not going to believe a miracle. The miracles will leave you. Oh, listen, if we had some people get out of wheelchairs today and some cancer healed, and somebody grew their arm back, we'd have to have four services next Sunday. They'd be piled in here. Touch me, Lord. But they wouldn't stick. They wouldn't stick. We'd throw that seed on them, and it would the birds would come and take it away, because a miracle never saved anybody. It was the word. David didn't say, oh, Lord, thy miracles are a light unto my feet. David didn't say, oh, Lord, your miracles have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. No, he said, it was your word that was a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It was your word that I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It was your word. I believed your word, and your word saved me. You know why God had chosen the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe? Because when the preacher preaches, he's not speaking his own word. He's speaking the word of God. That's what the centurion was saying. He said, when I say to him, go, he goes. When I say to him, come, I send somebody to go get him. And that person that I sent, when he says, the master said, come, he comes because he knows that my words on his lips are as powerful as my words to him. Yeah. When I tell somebody, go do this, and they go and they say, the master want this done, people move because my words on my servant's lips has authority and power. My. That's why Jesus said, I don't do these things of myself, but it is my Father in heaven that's speaking through me right now. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here today of my own accord, but I'm preaching to you what thus saith the word of God. And you don't need nothing else but a word. I'm not going to do no song and dance. There ain't no dog and pony show, but there is a word, and that word will deliver you. That word will set you free, but it's up to you to believe it. Here's where we find ourselves. We find ourselves among home, kin, and house. Family. Family. Family couldn't believe it because family knew him. Family was close to him. Family knew where he had been. Family knew his past. Family knew him. They were too connected. They had been desensitized. And so here come Jesus into his own house. And got no response because family couldn't see it. And that's why most Christians die on a pew. Because we've become desensitized to the miracle working power of God. We need to see a better show next week. Sing louder, Desmond. Play better, Gideon. Get on that organ, Q. Show us something. Cut the flips. Shoot the confetti. Bring in the clowns. Ride a tricycle, Pastor. We want a show, and we're desensitized to the word. The better the show, the more response we give. But when the word comes out, we leave unchanged, unmoved, unscathed. Why? Because that word is not received in its own country. That's why more guests get delivered than the actual church folk. Guests walk in the door, hear the word of God, believe it. God changes their life, brings them out of darkness into his marvelous light. And saved folk go home with the same problem and the same mess and the same trouble and the same fear and the same doubt and the same anxiety and the same. Why? Because God's looking at you saying, wow, you saw all that and you didn't move. You were in the middle of all that and you didn't move a muscle. You saw God working. You saw the people shouting. You saw people being delivered. You watched people being brought out. And that was just nothing to you. You just went on about your way, ate some fried chicken, went home, got on the couch, and went to sleep. Wow. God marvels at that. It blows his mind. He's like, what are you doing? Here I am. Here I am. We think we have revival because a couple people get healed. You know what God considered that? No great work. That's what the Bible said. He said he did no great work except he healed a few people. If we had a few people healed, we'd be bouncing off the walls. Oh, my God. God did a great work. In God's eyes, he's like, no, I wanted to heal everybody. Hey, watch this. Watch this. In cities where they believed the word, everybody got healed. Oh, you're not trying to hear the preacher right now. In cities where they received him, everybody got healed. But in cities where they could not believe him because they were too familiar with him, only a few people got healed. I believe there's a spirit in the room today that can say, everybody's getting it. Everybody's getting it today. If you got a... I just feel the Holy Ghost right there. I believe that if you let him in, he'll heal everybody today. They're in a sickness. They're in a disease. They're in a depression. They're in an anxiety. There isn't a barren womb. There isn't a broken mind. There isn't a broken heart that he cannot heal today. Somebody take him at his word. 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 He said, I am your healer and I will remove infirmity from you. Stand with me. I'm closing. Stand with me. He can do it. He can do it right now. He can do it in you. He can heal you right where you sit right now. He can take the pain out of your body right now. All you got to do is say, Lord, I believe you. I believe everything this man's saying. I believe that you're a healer. I believe it. I'm going to lift my hands and just praise you because I know you're able to do it. I'm going to lift my voice and I'm going to glorify you because I already know I'm healed. I'm going to lift my hands and I'm going to shout to the glory of your name because I know you're a way maker and you're a heavy load sharer and you're a burden bearer. And I just believe that you're going to do what you said you were going to do. Hear me. You're going to make God marvel today. He's going to say, wow. But it's going to be for one or two reasons. He's either going to say, wow. They got it. They understood it. He may turn to the angels today and go, whew, I haven't seen this much faith in a long time. Wow. But he might slump his shoulders, drop his head, and just say, wow, I was right there. I was sitting at an altar. Standing in the aisle, just waiting. Here I am. Here's my word. Take me at my word. Just listen to the word. The word's enough. The word's enough. The word is everything. It's all you need. Everything you need is in that word. Every promise is yea and amen. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. That means there's no place where it cannot get. There's no avenue that it cannot go down. There's no road that it cannot traverse. There's no mountain that it cannot climb. There is no valley that's too deep. He said, I'll go anywhere. All I need is someone to say, Yes. And if he's going to say wow to me today, I want him to say, wow, that boy believes my word. I don't want him to say, wow, I can't believe it. I can't believe he was so close and so far away. Wow, he came into my house again. Wow, another Sunday, not healed, not delivered, not free in your mind. Who needs to be free in their mind this morning? I felt the Holy Ghost right there. Who needs to be free in their mind? Another Sunday, you're going to go another Sunday and not come out? I'm right here. I'm right here. Can you see him? Can you feel him? Can you hear him? Word of God, speak. Let it pour down like rain. Washing my eyes. Your majesty. To be still and know. You're in this place. Please let me stay at rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Come on, let it flow. This altar is open. Let it pour down like rain. Come on, this altar is open. This altar is open for anybody that wants to say, God, I believe your word. I don't know all the details. I don't have everything worked out. I don't have every I dotted, every T crossed, but I just believe what you said about me is true. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am set apart. I am peculiar. I am privately owned. I am privately managed. I'm peculiar. I'm different. I'm a royal priesthood. I believe you. I take you at your word. I don't need a bunch of show. I don't need nobody to come under my roof. I'll believe it right here. I know your word can go where I can't go. It can see what I can't see. It can accomplish what I can't accomplish.
We want to thank you again for joining us on the Truth Chapel podcast. May you have a blessed day and walk in the favor of the Lord.